Barely 48 hours after Nigeria's state-owned oil company made a startling revelation, hundreds of commuters joined a line stretching many kilometers for fuel at an NNPC outlet in the capital. In a statement on Sunday, Nigeria's state oil firm NNPC Limited admitted that financial constraints are hampering its ability to import gasoline. The statement acknowledged local media reports in July that the oil regulator owed oil traders more than $6 billion, double its debt compared to April. Nigeria depends on imports to meet its daily demand for gasoline, more than 66 million liters, and NNPC is the sole importer of fuel. Abuja resident John Prince says he's been waiting in line for hours.
So initially, when I came in the morning, they were not selling. They said they were waiting for order from above. I've been here for the past 2 hours. If I'm not over exaggerating, there should be up to 500 or 600 cars here.
Prince said that while they waited, the gasoline station reviewed prices upward by nearly 30%. NNPC said the situation could worsen supply in coming days, but also said it is working with the government and partners to fix the problem. Fuel shortages have been recurring in Nigeria since last year, despite Nigerian President Bola Tinubu scrapping the fuel subsidy. Tinubu doubles as petroleum minister, but authorities later reinstated a partial subsidy to curb inflation. The high cost of living and growing public tensions triggered by economic reforms. But the founder of the Center for Transparency Advocacy, Faith Nwadishi, says corruption and incompetence are to blame.
It's just a cocktail of corruption, impunity, and no regard for the people of the country.
Last month, NNPC announced a record $1.9 billion in profits for 2023, but said it was covering for shortfalls in the government's petrol import bill. Meanwhile, authorities say the Dangote oil refinery in the Lagos area has begun gasoline production and could supply up to 25 million liters this month. On Tuesday, the Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority entered an agreement with the NNPC to sell crude oil to Dangote Refinery in the local currency, the Naira. If that happens, it could significantly address local supply issues and save the country several billions of dollars in foreign exchange. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.